for those that make us just shake our head. It is why we can't have nice things. And it starts by us turning our directions over there eastward towards Dallas. This happened at a Walgreens in Dallas off Mockingbird and Greenville Avenue. I don't know when it happened. Don't know much more about it, but we do have the video from the fine folks at Walgreens of a bold thief with quite a sweet tooth, perhaps, as he walks into the Walgreens. Doesn't go very far. In fact, gets to the first kind of a display right there, almost end cap, and it just so happens to be a gummy bear display. Just a whole little stand-up right there filled with gummy bears. And he walks right up to it, puts his arm around it, grasps it, turns around and just walks right out with it.
Oh, boy.
He just walked up in broad daylight and took all the gummy bears with him. So I'm not sure about the street value of gummy bears. If they're a gummy bear black market I'm not aware of, I'm not sure why somebody would risk jail time for that many and that many gummy bears.
I mean, candy is expensive, but come on now.
Unless he thought they were a different kind of gummy.
Uh-oh.
He's only as directed.
Morgan Walling got in big trouble for tossing a bar stool, allegedly. But what about a rocking chair? Folks at a Cracker Barrel in North Carolina, well, they want answers. After some very naughty thieves stole the chairs from the porch of the restaurant, loaded them up on a Chevy red truck that had fake license plates, they're now on the hunt.
Meanwhile, Uncle Herschel just sitting out there next to his barrel, not doing a darn thing about it. Man, get to work. I'm going to be replaced. Let us go to a food company that has a big old recall going on. It's Hard Taco Dinner Kits. So this is an East Coast grocery chain giant, but it's all throughout the country. Recalling its Hard Taco Dinner Kits after it was discovered that there were packets not of taco seasoning, but the packets were instead filled with hot chocolate.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
That's not a taste sensation.
No, this could, if you love tacos and just like sweets and whatnot, this could be unpleasant. It's a surprise if you cook the meat in the hot chocolate. On the other hand, if you're open-minded and willing to an experiment, there's a chance this could be brilliant. Dum, 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 dum. Here's a chance.
It's the first rule of Fight Club, KB.
There is no hot chocolate in Fight Club.
No, you don't talk about the Fight Club.
That's all right.
But what if the athletes don't talk either? It's just another reason that San Francisco is so dang weird. They now have a robot Fight Club. Fans say it's got all the elements of BattleBots with a quirky twist. It's exactly what you think it is. Tickets will set you back $30.
Careful, they'll remember that you did this. Dum, 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 dum. The robots, I mean. Let's go to Florida. 26-year-old man in Florida has been arrested for what is a drive-by cheeseburgering.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Jordan Cotto showed up outside the Atlantis Gentlemen's Club in Largo, Florida on Saturday, and he wanted his, well, he wanted, see, even there,
okay,
they want to talk.
I would like
to
just
manager.
Speak to your supervisor now, please.
Okay.
So, she knows.
According to the police report, he used to work there. Either way, he ended up getting in an argument with somebody and then went to his car. He grabbed a cheeseburger that was in the car and he chucked it at the dude, hit the dude's shoulder. And now Jordan has been arrested for battery with a cheeseburger.
The security at a gentlemen's club?
Hey, man. You That's can't cheeseburger somebody else, all right? Bold. Even if you got a beef. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. Life is not easy when you're a spider monkey. Just ask one by the name of Ava. She was out at a big outdoor festival in South Carolina and began running around while holding her own leash. Organizers could not get her to settle down, so they tried the approach that appeals to almost any woman. They offered her up a fresh cup of coffee. Turns out it worked. The owner came to collect her shortly afterward. And you do not need a license for spider monkeys in the state.
Did they throw him a tip or throw him something else?
No. Dum, 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 dum.
Come at you like a spider monkey. And then finally, we end with our Dallas Cowboys. That's not the punchline. There's more to it. They say their defense is a work in progress, but in the loss there to Carolina this past Sunday, there was an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty for left tackle Nathan Thomas. Thomas also drew a fine from the league, about $4,814 from Thomas, after a pelvic thrust he had given on the field to celebrate
a
play.
Excuse me, sir.
Tight end Jake Ferguson caught a touchdown pass late in the first half. And then, anyway, there was a NFL fine for, quote, obscene gestures of a pelvic thrust on the field by our Dallas Cowboys. Nathan Thomas is now the Luke Bryan of the Dallas Cowboys.
There. Congratulations.
Dum, 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 dum